Our study was the first to investigate the effect of corn with high expression of alpha amylase in the form of silage in grain in lactating cows. There are more studies in lactating cows, but they have focused on silage. And there have been a couple of studies testing this corn and beef cattle before, but ours was likely the one of the first one to measure and estimate ruminal starch digestibility and microbial protein synthesis.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible. Adiseo, provider of Smartamine M, the best-in-class rumen-protected methionine product for dairy producers who want to optimize milk production. Evonik Animal Nutrition, we are sciencing the global food challenge. Virtus Nutrition, the fatty acid people. Volac, unlocking ruminant potential through nutritional solutions for a sustainable future.
Hi, I'm Bill Weiss, host of the Dairy Nutrition Black Belt podcast. My guest today is Dr. Lucas Ribello. He got his PhD from OSU, Ohio State. When I was there, we crossed paths a little bit. His PhD was on amino acid metabolism in dairy cows, and he now works for Adiseo, providing technical support for the Eastern U.S. Lucas, good to see you again. Welcome to the Black Belt.
It's a pleasure to be here, Dr. Weiss.
We're going to talk about a paper you published. I don't think this was directly part of your PhD, but you did it while at OSU. And that was on this Enogen corn, a trial with dairy cows. Can you kind of explain what the trial was about, or why did you do this experiment?
Our study was the first to investigate the effect of corn with high expression of alpha amylase in the form of silage in grain in lactating cows. There are more studies in lactating cows, but they have focused on silage. And there have been a couple of studies testing this corn and beef cattle before, but ours was likely the one of the first one to measure and estimate ruminal starch digestibility and microbial protein synthesis. And we wanted to see how that would affect lactation performance.
And in big pictures, we don't go in too much detail, but what were the treatments?
Yeah, so we had three treatments in this trial. The first one was the control, which among the other feed ingredients received corn silage and corn grain from a regular corn hybrid. In our second treatment, we replaced the regular corn silage with the corn silage containing the high expression of alpha amylase gene. And in the second treatment, we maintained the regular corn grain. So the only thing that changed was the silage. But in the third treatment, we not only had the high amylase corn silage, but we also included the amylase-rich corn grain.
Adiseo, a global leader in nutritional solutions and the provider of Smartamine M, the best in-class rumen-protected methionine product for dairy producers who want to optimize milk production, capture more value from their components, and maintain the lifetime performance of their herds. For more product information and to calculate your return on investment when you balance your feed with amino acids, go to milkpay.com.
And all treatments were about equal in starch. It's just the source of starch is starch varied.
As similar as we could on the starch across diets, about 30% starch. Yep.
I want to talk more about the more detailed stuff you measured, but starting off on production, what basic production responses did you see?
Yeah, so we found that the Enogen corn silage treatment increased dry matter intake by about 1.6 kilos. It increased milk yield in about 3.4 kilos and milk protein yield as well by about 130 grams compared to the control. And again, that's the Enogen corn silage treatment versus control. And yeah, those would be the major paper record results.
That was with the corn silage only. So did you get an added benefit when you had both the corn grain and the silage with the amylase trait?
Yeah. So Unfortunately, that was part of our hypothesis. We thought that the third treatment with the androgen grain was going to be further improve production, but we did have an issue with particle sizes of the grains, and that was probably the reason why the grain of this amylase grain compared to the regular corn grain, it was more coarse. So that was probably the reason why we didn't find a better result as compared to control, this third treatment compared to control. So
I assume you're processed them the same. So is this just a trait of that corn that we will have to grind it finer than typical to get a smaller particle size?
Yeah, a good question, Bill, but it's hard to say. We ground this corn, we passed it through the roller mills. If I remember correctly, the space between rows standard used in the OSU feed mill is 700 microns. And so we just passed both of the corn grains through the same process. But we got different results. Okay. It might have, I don't know if it has something to do with the field that you was planted or what it was, the storage, but if that's the case, I would probably try to decrease the space between rows to make it more head-to-head comparison and perhaps, avoid this influence just because of particle size.
And you said that you this was one of the only or maybe the only study where you measured microbial the effect of this trait on microbial protein synthesis. What did you find?
In regards to the microbial protein synthesis?
Yeah.
Starch, this was an interesting result because we thought there's going to be improvement in starch digestibility within the rumen, a total considering a 24-hour period. But we didn't find statistical differences for those variables. But we did find an improvement to microbial protein. And it was hard to explain because an improvement to starch digestibility in the rumen would have been the major variable to explain the improvement in microbial protein. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so no starch digestibility in the rumen, but about 80, a statistical difference of a improvement in about 82 grams of microbial protein for the androgen corn silage treatment versus control. And that would have been yielding, assuming 80% digestibility of microbial protein, 66 grams of metabolizable microbial fruit protein. So there's some contribution there to the total. It can be significant. And we also found improvement in microbial efficiency as well. Was a small difference, but there was efficiency, which is efficiency of synthesis of protein compared to the total organic organic matter degraded in the rumen. So
this trait may do both affect energy availability and it may modify protein metabolism.
Yeah, we have a hypothesis for why this could have happened in regards to how it was actually affecting microbial protein synthesis. We discussed that in paper, but it's just a hypothesis. It needs to be tested to be certain. But yeah, it could have been related to the readiness or the accessibility to the starch granules or its derivatives, as opposed to a total starch digestion throughout 24 hours.
Well, thanks. I learned a lot today. Thanks for joining us.
And thank you.